Yeah, it's from Urban Outfitters. And that everything else, though, we've been trying to, like, thrift. Like, these I got in Indianapolis. I think I got them with Ashley the night she did the shit that got her canceled. I don't think she would mind me saying that. It's kind of funny. It's a relic of the
beginning of the end.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. The whole thing.
No, she's doing great.
It was an inside job. You, like, planted that person there.
She's fucking possessed.
It's like Macbeth. You're like, if I kill the queen, I It's all about it. You have, like, 50. You've hired people in Russia to make, like, fake accounts.
That's what you do all day.
Maddie got the hair done right after. It was like Breaking Bad when she's like freaking out. Like, what happened? And Maddie's like, I won. That's what fucking happened.
We love you, Ashley. That's so fucking funny.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Me emerging victorious like a phoenix.
Yeah. The crumbling empire.
No, I'm so like hate people, anyone being mad at anyone, that I was freaking out for like 6 months straight.
Yeah, Maddie.
Oh, yeah.
Was like, well, Maddie's resting energy is already freaking out.
I'm already, everyone's mad at me and things are not going to be okay.
And I've never met a person
and then when someone's messaging,
could be less mad at. You don't have the confidence to do anything that would piss me. It would actually be a sign of personal growth if you did something that was me.
What's like the maddest you've ever gotten though?
Ooh, oh, that's a good question.
Yeah.
I am not quick to anger. A lot of times it'll just turn into anxiety. And then I'll realize later in therapy that I'm like, oh, that's like flipping anger back on myself, kind of. It's like actually very hard for me to like, even if I'm alone, or not even to express it, but if I'm alone in a room, to like let myself be angry at something. I go like, oh, it's probably my fault.
Oh my God.
So like, I literally like don't know how to answer that question.
Is deep in.
Yeah.
you need to do an exorcism of like the Kansas energy in your brain.
That's the problem of being from the Midwest and the South, is you're like, the Midwest is like,
oh, you're
I'm probably in trouble. And the South is you're like, we did do some pretty bad stuff.
Yeah, yeah. But where's the, because your dad's a real tell him like it is guy.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm just like not a, and I'm not saying it in a virtuous, like, I don't get angry. Like, I just have trouble allowing myself to be angry. The angriest I've ever been is, I'm sure it was at myself.
No, you gotta pick someone else now.
Yeah.
All the rage is directed at them.
Yeah. I'm getting angry at you, right? I'm pissed.
The angriest I've ever been. Can I think on it? What's yours?
Oh, okay. So I feel like lately I've been letting myself get mad, because I used to do the same thing. I just hold it deep, deep inside. Mm. And then I would like sob randomly, like 6 months into like something. But I think recently I've been taking acting classes, and that's like where I try to get the angriest, because I feel like I can like yell
sick.
At people.
Yeah.
And like it's just different, because I'm not yelling at someone per se, but I'm like imagining someone I'm kind of mad at, and that's been helpful. But I don't remember the angriest I've been lately.
Dude, the acting class thing as therapy, though, is so interesting, because I remember we would do those in like high school and college, and you're just like staring into someone's eyes, like repeating words.
I know.
I was like, I wish I could sign up to do this as an adult, like recreationally.
Well, you can.
You can.
It's like fully a thing you can do.
Yeah.
Most people should be doing.
I'm sure you could also like post on Craigslist, like, need to look into someone's eyes and get angry. And you would have a line out the door of
people.
Dudes who are just like, hey, I would love that, please.
Yeah, yeah. You'd be angry at yourself.
Yeah, you would,
yeah. Once again. I got no problem getting mad. Getting mad's kind of the bee's knees, dude. I don't know if it's getting sad, that's a bummer, but mad, you're like, you got some fucking pep in your step. There's vengeance.
Didn't you call anger the poor man's happiness?
It is. I've never felt more excited in my life when I'm like, you're like, fucking people need to pay. And I don't, in relationships I fold like a fucking just a wet house of cards, but like alone interpersonally or with friends, especially other dude friends, I will rip a person to shreds if I'm pissed.
I don't know if this is anger necessarily, but I dyed the bottom of my hair red, and then I was like, came into Kenya's room the other day, and I was like, hey, what did you think, like, would it look cool if I dyed like the top part black? And he goes, but is that going to fix you? He goes, spiritually, what is that going to do for you?
Because I understood what was happening. I've done the same thing a million times. I've been like, what if I get this in the joints and in the hair and I get the abs? And it's like, it's nothing. You're just...
Okay, but for a little bit, it is something. So you just got to do
it. Does it.
It
does feel good.
It does do something.
I will fight
okay,
you. You're decorating a house of cards.
But also, I will...
Like putting rims on a used Corolla.
I mean, look, I say go for it. It helps for like a week.
Oh, week.
Weeks.
If I got
the red is still psyching me up, dude. It makes me really happy.
Yeah.
It does feel good
right
to
now,
like.
I'd be a better day.
It does feel good to like. There's a line between like material excess and like being Scrooge and you like ignore your family on Christmas because you need a Ferrari versus like it feels good to like. Take care of yourself and make yourself look how you want
to
look.
I think you also need to understand, whenever you approach me alone in my room, I'm probably doing some harrowing introspection. You were just like, I want a haircut. And I was like, don't you understand? It's not outside of yourself. It's never going to work. You're a fruitless chase.
You're just journaling.
Listen, nothing's ever going to make up for what your dad did. So it's easier now to just accept that and move on.
I feel like next time I want to dye my hair, I'm just gonna message you. It'll be months we haven't talked. You're just gonna be a look.
Yeah,
it's not gonna make you happy ever. I just start crying. I'm like, he's so right.
How about you start dying with it?
That is the ultimate
hair of your soul, dude.
Ultimate Kenyan comeback. But is that gonna fix it? Brutal.
Now I'm going to be thinking about that every time I do something for myself. I'm like, is it going to fix it? Yes, for a little bit. So you got to do it.
Temporary.
Yeah, diet.
Telling you.
Yeah. Nothing's wrong with an emergency fucking makeshift Band-Aid.
Yeah, if you're dyeing your hair like different colors every week, that's an issue. Then nothing is going to fix it. Yeah. I feel like you said something to me yesterday and I've known you for now 10 hours.
Yeah.
And last night I was like, it changed my life.
Oh, again.
It really did.
He's the fucking king, dude.
Just therapy and trying to survive my dumb little life. So I'm just, if I talk to someone for like 10 minutes and open up, I'm like, I'm just throwing you zingers. Somebody told me that helped.
It was wild though, because I wrote it on my phone in my notes.
Okay, now I got to know.
That's awesome.
Because you were like, I was like, yeah, if a guy doesn't like text back after a good date, like, you know, I'll give it like 3-4 days. And you were like, you're worth less than that. Like, they should respond within 2 days. And I was like, oh my God, I am. Like, guys should respond in 2 days.
Three to four is outrageous behavior.
Yeah, but I always let it happen because I was like, 3 to 4.
Let it happen.
Yeah.
I've known people who are like, yeah, I don't know about this. I don't like you. Then they'll be like, what are you doing tonight? I'm like, whatever you want. Schedule's wide open.
But I literally was like, oh my God, wow, I've never looked at it this way ever before. Obviously, if someone messages me after 2 days, I'm still going to message them back. But this time I was like, I do deserve a 2-day window.
You got the two.
Yeah.
Well, here's the thing. I think self-esteem is like cryptocurrency. And that if you just assign it a fake higher value, people treat you better because people are kind of stupid. So if you're just sort of like, no, like, you can't talk to me like that. I'm going to go away. They'll be like, whoa, what do they have going on that I missed out on?
It's insane.
But if we're giving it out left and right like Monopoly money, then they're like, well, fuck this. This is any old person could have this dude.
Yeah.
You know?
It's so fucked that works.
It's so stupid. I hate games so much.
Me too.
I am like, listen, I could die tomorrow. Just text me back.
I would love to fall in love immediately.
Me
too. I'm a big immediate guy.
Yeah. And there's some codependency and there's some insanity. But also, even if you strip that away, I like falling in love.
Me too.
It's a great feeling.
It really is. And I hate like waiting. I hate like
waiting
the beginning stages.
Whoa.
Especially because I'm like, within like 3 dates, I'm like, we could really be something.
No, I'm already doing that. Like every little thing where it's like, I like Star Wars too. And you're like, my fucking God. Like, you know, you're like, oh my God. You like blue as well?
I think that's probably a problem.
I'm also attracted to a very small percentage of people, I think.
Yeah.
Like it's not a lot of like, I'm not like every 5 minutes being like, it could be you, it could be you, it could be you.
Yeah,
so it's like then when you do find someone that you really like, you're like,
I know.
Oh, good Lord.
And then you're like, please like me back. Yeah. Which shouldn't be the case. I should be like, I'm so cool.
I know.
But that goes away.
No,
the second
but
I have a crush.
You're playing poker. And you can't show your fucking hand right away.
I feel like you should have like cards with like your face on them, dating advice cards. It's like you're playing poker.
You are playing poker. I used to
oh
always
my God.
Be like, I got a royal flush. Please love me. And I'm like, nope. I'm holding my card. You don't know what's going on.
We gotta film like a Kenyan Adam chick crash course dating. Like,
we will and we shall. I've learned so many lessons. I've gotten robbed on my birthday.
Wait.
I will not tell that story on the main app, but
Patreon.com/bone is in the bag.
And so I've learned some lessons.
Wait, were you robbed because of love, though?
One would say. Aww. One could say.
Okay. then it's okay.
Yeah.
It's worth it.
Yeah.
I really do. No, I feel like you have good advice. Like, I
That's
just
all
need...
I got. I should take a little bit more of it.
Yeah, Kenyon.
I'm like the wisest moron you'll ever meet.
It'll be like, Kenyon, can I get some advice? And you'll be like bound in a ditch on the side of the road. Yeah, what you're going to want to do is. Oh, shit, did that?
I'm like mid overdosing. Like, well, you got to learn to love yourself first. But. Like shooting the Narcan into my
hand. I'd just be like, wow, he really loves himself.
Yeah, yeah.
He's putting himself first.
Yeah.
I do want to like meet someone this year. Fingers crossed. Knock on wood.
Brother,
I don't know
yeah.
which one it is.
I'm very much casual. Like the people that are like, why would you want to be tied down like that? I'm like, why would you want to be in this endless chase of nothing?
Yeah. Especially in New York.
Oh,
the city
God.
Is tough. I need someone who's like kind that I could just cuddle with.
That's
yeah.
what it's
all literally
about.
That's all. It's all.
I just want
yeah.
somebody to hold me.
That's literally it.
It's all just I want somebody to hold me.
This
it
sounds
might be you.
No, it's a cheat code. Yeah. Why do you think I got the rabbits, dude? Yeah. These dudes fucking this all day.
Yeah.
You're chilling. You're not chilling. I really need someone.
Yeah,
but
I do feel like I can't just be like on a first date, be like, yeah, I'm looking for someone to hold me.
No.
At night.
I wish. That'd be great. But I think they read into that and they're like, never mind. And they're like, why hasn't it?
Yeah.
And you're like, well, listen, I wasn't ready to be held. You know what I mean? But yeah, it's just.
Yoshi, don't leave.
It's just like. It's also, it is weird to be that open with so many people and be like, well, I guess I'll never see them again.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, like, yeah, you go on a first date and you are like, you're almost seeing yourself for the first time again because you're like, what is my deal? You gotta like pitch yourself to a person.
Yeah. It did feel like I had like a startup idea and I was just going to investors. We're like, here's this comedian. Hasn't worked out right, but I'm kind of funny, right? Hear me out. Decent day job. I can pay for whatever this is. Working myself.
I feel like all that really matters for me is like, which maybe I should have more than this, but
yeah.
It's like, are you like thoughtful and like, can we like work through hard times together?
Well, that's huge.
I
huge.
And I thought you were going to say something way more sad and I was about to get really bummed out.
No.
Like, all that matters to me is that, you know, he doesn't punch that hard. Like, he's like, he lets me know it's coming. You know, like, no, thoughtful's huge.
Well, and that's huge too, because then whatever the other things are that aren't working, you're like, well, if we can work through hard things,
exactly,
then you're kind of good to go.
Yeah.
Like conflict resolution and not being scared to like talk about stuff is like huge.
And I feel like in New York, maybe it's my experience, a lot of people are just like, there's so many people in this city.
So they do.
When things get hard, you're just like, all right, bye.
See,
yeah, dude.
What you need to understand is that there is a lot of people, but they're not all going to love you.
Yeah.
Like, and there needs to be a little bit of like positive negativity where like, the one is, that window is closing. Like, nobody is that great. When you're like, oh, I could be with this model and this model. And it's like, no, you can't. All right, the quicker you accept that, the quicker you will be happier.
Can you be near my next date and just say that really loudly?
Yeah.
Just like, we're like at a table and I'm just like, wait, what's that guy saying? Wow, he's making some really good points.
Like,
are you listening? There's no one else. It's me.
The amount of like, and I say that for mainly my guy friends. Are like, why would I be tied down like that? There's like this girl and this girl. And I'm like, listen, buddy, love you. Not that great. Your little cute thing, it's going to wear off in about 5 years. And then what, 35-year-old with roommates, single? That's insane. That's scary. You know what I mean? And you think they're going to come crawling to you then? No, they won't.
No.
So maybe it's like, yeah, life, ups and downs. There's not going to be like a supermodel that just like blows your dick and you play video games together and you don't have to, you know.
What's so weird about that too is I'm also like, casual relationships are the least fulfilling for me.
It's
Same.
Actually the worst of both worlds because you're kind of like, okay, I'm opening up to you, but I have to play it cool also. So I like, especially as a dude, you're like, so I gotta provide things, but I can't be like, oh, I had a tough day. I'd love to talk to somebody. It's like, oh no, that's weird. I'm like, but what are we doing?
Yeah,
this is worse than just being alone.
Love or nothing, dude.
Love or nothing.
Yeah. Also, I hate pretend.
Unless you listen to this, we're taking it slow.
Yeah, I'm like the chillest person. I'm not. I even stopped doing that. Where like before I'd be like, yeah, whatever. And now I'm just like, no, like after a few days, if I don't hear from you, then in my head it's done. Like that's it. But I can't pretend to be chill anymore.
Not chill at all, dude. Stupid. How are you chill?
Because then I'm like,
you watch the news? Are you stupid? If you're chill, you have to be.
Yeah, chill is
kind of
lobotomized.
Yeah.
Which would be ideal too. Because some of the really hot people I know, like I have a friend who's a model and she's great. She's never going to listen to anything I ever put out. She's great. But she also is always like, everything's just like perfect.
Hot people are like that.
Yeah. And
they're stupid.
Yeah. But she's so smart. But also, it is so wild because every time we go out, it makes sense. She just like meets people. Sure. And she's like, it's so easy. And I'm like, well, I'm not 5'11 and one of the most beautiful women in the world. There is like a part of her brain that's like, everything is amazing and chill. Yeah. And it's like,
they don't even know drinks cost money.
They don't.
She thinks that that's like just like a government issue that like you just go somewhere and it appears. Like, because I feel like, I remember I was throwing your birthday party once and I asked someone to get candles and like write your name on it. And they picked up the cake, but they didn't do that. And I think that's because if you're really hot, you don't have to do a lot. You're like, well, I'm here. Isn't that it? Mission accomplished.
Isn't my presence enough?
And then, but like, I'm like, if you're not, you got to be like, I got to be thought. You got to think of like a 10-part scheme.
Oh, dude.
And so when he picked him up, I did rip him to shreds. I'm like, you can't trust fucking hot people. Probably. I'm happy he even picked up the cake.
Oh, no. I got services. I got add-ons. I'll fucking, yeah.
Got the whole thing.
Yeah, you.
It's like
I got bells and whistles.
Mom and pop shop that like appreciates you coming in.
Yeah, yeah, dude.
I learned how to cook well because I was like, I need to give out more to people, and I was like, look at me, I can make like just the best food. But it's like I need something to get people into the door.
But you know what's so stupid is
that's
it?
True. Oh, thank you so much.
Go ahead and say that.
I just start crying.
you're enough.
But also, people don't know what they want. Like I know so many guy friends who. Like, they'll be like, here's my type. It's blah, blah, blah. It's blah, blah, blah. And then I show them a picture of a girl who looks exactly the opposite of that. And they're like, she's so hot.
Well, that's,
and it's
well,
like,
think,
so
that's,
it doesn't make any sense to cater to anybody.
We're not like, we'll do anything.
But that's why.
We're not like, I need this sort of like, yeah, hot is hot. We're not like, oh, well, if she's not like a brunette or whatever.
But that's why it's like, well, then it's stupid to cater yourself to what you think somebody else. It's like, sure. It literally doesn't matter. Do whatever the fuck you want.
Yeah.
Nobody, it's not going to get in the way of like, it's silly.
Well, that's what you guys do like just swipe right constantly. Sure. Like when I'm like,
I'm more picky now. I'm like actually getting out of the profiles. If I saw like something that's like margaritas and sunsets, I'm like, nope, you're stupid. It's a dumb thing to say and you should feel bad about yourself. I got some edge to me. I need someone that can understand. I can't just be with like someone just wandering around the sunset. It's like I just like making a lot of money at the end of the world.
Yeah, you didn't.
I cannot have that.
I remember dating David. I was hanging out with somebody that was like, they worked in like healthcare, and they're like, yeah, I mean it's evil, but I make money. And I'm like,
Yeah, that's pretty brutal.
I went to this guy at a bar, and he was like, I'm from, I think it was either Minneapolis or wherever the riots were during BLM.
Sure.
Where like, I think a police station burned down. Maybe I shouldn't say this, but I was like, oh yeah, I love that place. A police station burned down. He's like, it was really cool. And I was like, oh my God. And that's how I got into a little mini dating situation. Cause we both were like, are we both insane people who are like leftists? And it was ideal.
You're lady in the Tramp, but it's just the spaghetti spells ACAB.
Yeah, literally. And he could have been lying, but I was like, oh my God. And that's why I'm like the same way, where I can't have someone who's like, I just want to make money. Nothing really matters. Everything's okay.
Politics are kind of
bond really.
I think deep down inside, I get really anxious when I know something's not right for me. Mm-hmm. And like it shows up on my body. Like I'll start breaking out. In my last relationship, I would just be like, I don't know what's wrong. I'm just getting like sick every time like we're together. And it was
oh my God.
That would absolutely destroy me. And if someone broke up with me, dude, it's like, you are so bad, I'm getting hives. So like, okay.
Dude, I did one time.
Uber to a cliff, I guess.
I would never say to that person, yeah, ever. That's like, so and funny. It's been enough time that like they wouldn't even know who I'm talking about now. But like, I had to, eventually my therapist was like, I think your body is reacting because it's like, it's in distress.
That's so
and you're not
funny.
Letting yourself feel
it. It's funny
because
in the past I've felt that little guy and I'm like, shut up. Dude. Like, she's here though. And I'm like, shut the
fuck. I had the opposite thing. I had hives all over my body and it was like, they came up and it was like my ex-boyfriend's birthday and I was like, oh my God, like I'm having, and then I went to the doctor and they were like, no, you're like deadly allergic to penicillin and you need to like never take it again. And I was like, it's him. And they were like, you're having an allergic reaction to a drug.
But was it him though, deep down inside?
Right, it's like tuberculosis. You're like, we should get back together. My body telling me I'm lonely. Throwing up blood for you.
Dude, wait, we never introduced everybody.
Oh.
Welcome to the podcast. Oh, dude, 20 minutes in. Welcome to the podcast. We have our lovely guest this week, Amama Sardar.
Oh my God, I'm so excited to be here, guys.
Thank you for doing it.
Yeah. I just, again, last night I was like, did I make a best friend?
Well, you're talking about the two, you're like, I know the story of this like guy, and he really humiliated himself. Yeah. And I'm like, that ain't nothing. It's like, brother, let me tell you, that is amateur hour in terms of sad things the person's done for love. So yeah, I was just, we were bonding over anxious attachment. I was like, yeah, she's got to come on the pod.
Yeah,
because it is, it's stress. I don't wish I was like that, but I do envy people. They're like, oh yeah, if that works out, never mind. And I was like, what?
I don't believe those people though.
Yeah,
I believe that they say that. And then deep down inside, they're like, it is going to fucking work out. And they like do some rituals or something.
Yeah.
No one's wanted. That chill there's unless you're a model. Yeah.
Do you think in our friendship we have a secure attachment?
I actually think we do.
I think we do too.
Yeah. It's been too long because I'm like, what? Maddie fucking hates me. Shut up.
Yeah.
But you would ask each other though, right? Like, have you guys gotten into fights before?
I'm sure we have.
I think we've had some intense discussions over personal things.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's normal. Like, you don't
never,
get anxious.
It's never out of
that.
A place of like, I fucking hate you.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just never. Yeah. It actually is one of my only probably really secure attachments of like,
yeah.
I'm like, even if we were.
We have matching tattoos. It's like, oh.
Yeah. We're bonded for life.
Oh, wait. What tattoos do you have?
We have a lot of. So when we started in North Carolina, if someone was like riffing or ranting on stage, we'd be like, let them know from the back. And so we got let him know.
Wait, that's so cute. Yeah. I love that.
Mine says L-E-K, though, on my ribs. Because okay. Then I was like, if a guy, you can be a little more like, let him know.
I have a gigantic let him know on my
But I was like, I still want to be a cute, like, if I'm having sex, be like, it's my grandma's initials.
Oh, yeah, that's really sweet. When you're having sex, you're like, oh, cool. I'm going to think about your grandma now.
Yeah, that's what I want in my head.
Yeah. Dude, my grandma, well... Maybe we'll cut this. But Ken Kesey, who wrote One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest, like hit on my grandma. Like, trying to, or I can put it on the thing if you want.
Sure.
He hit on my grandma and like was like, I'm in love with you. And
that's pretty cool. Why did you
awesome.
Cut that? That's like a cool.
That's so cool.
Well, but the reason, I guess I was just like, oh, it's her personal. No, yeah, I'll leave it in because it is cool.
Yeah.
So that's my point awesome. Was my grandma was probably, you know. Clean it up if you want to do.
Hell yeah.
Cute lady.
I respect anyone who can clean up, especially older people too. If your grandma still was cleaning up, that would be amazing.
Well, she didn't go on a date with him because she was like, thank you so much, I'm gay. I don't think she said that.
Even cooler.
So cool. So cool to be the lesbian that someone's pining after.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He probably wrote a book or a poem about her.
That's probably.
Yeah.
She's the cuckoo nest, dude.
Flew right over.
Yeah.
There's probably a poem that's like, she loves another woman. It's like, whoa. Oh, he was really ahead of his time. No credit to her at all.
I want
to get a tattoo with my friends, but I did it once and we never talked again. And that's my fear.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it was a college friend.
Okay.
Fuck.
That's still brutal. Yeah. Though, you're like, well, they still have the tattoo. And you got to just
I did get it covered up.
Else. Okay.
Yeah, not that I, not because of that. It just was a really poorly... like done tattoo that when we were like 24 that I was like, this needs to go, it looks really awful. But I would have left it to be like, I have one on my ankle that I got at a party. Cute. It's awful, but it's a blob.
Can't accept compliments.
Oh my god! No. Oh god! I'm gonna be in my head. I was like, oh my god! I should have taken that compliment.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you know, it's just a nice thing to say. I don't need to know how much you hate yourself right off the gate.
No, I'm with you. I'm with you. All love.
It's a blob. Yeah, be honest.
It's like not the most technically.
It's not even. It was.
Yeah. What do you think is cute about it?
What do you like about it?
It looks decent. What do you want?
What do you think it is?
I like a fucking weird star.
See, there you go. You don't even know what it is. I don't even know what it is at this point. Yeah. It was supposed to be the tip of a fountain pen, but I got it at.
Oh yeah. Never mind. That's stupid.
Yeah. Okay.
Dog shit tattoo. Yeah, that was a mistake.
Oh yeah. Who? You can't take compliments. No, I was being honest.
That's true. Well.
Is the difference between not taking compliments and detecting lies?
What do you, Maddie? What do you think is the most full of shit thing I've ever said to you?
Oh, that's a great question.
Yeah,
that's a great question. Well, sometimes, sometimes I can tell you're just like barreling ahead. Where I don't remember what it was. It might have been on the podcast. I think it was on the Gavin Matz episode. Yeah. There was something we were talking about, and I was like, "Oh, you know this thing?" And you were like, "Yeah." And I was like, "Oh, so you've seen it?" And you're like, "No, I don't know what that is." And I was like, so if I didn't circle back, you were just going to be like, yeah, sure.
I just want this conversation to be over.
It really was that. Yeah, I can tell when you're like, yes. What's the most full of shit thing I've ever said to you? I'm sure this is going to cut me to my core.
No, you got to understand. He's different.
I've said that a lot of times about a lot of different guys.
No. That's pretty stupid. That's always a stupid thing. I'm like, God.
Okay, but how many? Because sometimes they are different.
Kenyon just hates the guys that I pick.
Why?
I mean,
this, we might have to cut some of this.
Yeah, sometimes some people can be a little rude.
I've gotten when, like, Dan, who's one of my best friends, like, I refused to introduce him to anyone because he always, like, before would be like, that guy? And then he would just make fun of him. And then for, like, days, I was like, oh, my God, do I pick bad people? But then I was like, well, he doesn't seem that great, so he should stay with me. And I would just stick with these dudes who are awful. But now I just, like, I'm, like, afraid of, like, some of my guy friends meeting the guys that I'm, like, dating because I'm just like, am I still doing the same thing? I just never want to find out now.
It is a little bit of a canary in the coal mine when a dude that you're dating is like meets your friends or your family or like some other like or your like friends outside of comedy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like where you're like, oh, I didn't understand how this person fit into the larger narrative. Like I'm like, isn't this cool? And they're like, that's scary.
Well, now like now when I go on dates, I'm like, can you fit in to my friend group? And like, are you gonna be able to handle people being like obnoxious comics like roasty like can you
if
handle...
you can't hang with comics yeah I can't yeah
oh god yeah and if you want to be a comic I recently a guy was like it's been a dream of mine
I swear to god someone went on a Hinge day with me to ask how to start comedy
oh my god
never
wait that's actually kind of cool because I've never heard of a guy having that happen where I think with a lot of women they're like these
that,
guys
that,
are
that happened dude. To me she was like talking about like I want to get into stand-up and I was like oh yeah you seem really funny and all that and then ghosted me. So it's like I feel like she just it was just like I'm gonna
bro
take this
oh my god
and then just I was like I had a great time and then just nothing
dude I matched with the guy on Hinge and we were talking and then he was like so do you ever go to like Funny Moms in Brooklyn and I was like you know deep cut
oh,
live
no.
Cumtown shows we can't do this
no.
Dude yeah. Crazy. I was like oh you clearly like want to be a comic.
There's just something about it that like I don't know it's like not like I'm embarrassed of comedy but I'm just like it's embarrassing when
I'm a comedian
like
what
like I just I don't get why like the guy that I liked and he was like I really want to get into it I stopped talking to him and then recently he messaged and I was like did you start doing comedy? And he was like, nah, not for me. And then I was like, okay, cool. Maybe we could get past this.
It's tough if you're in the same thing also.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that sounds really, that's, sounds
yeah,
really hard.
That sounds really hard.
That's, yeah, no one should do that.
No one should do that. In fact, it's really healthy to not do that.
Dude, there's a great, Lee Shoulder has the funniest joke about a comic in Chicago. Actually, lives here now, but has a joke about people like, yeah, don't shit where you eat. And they're like, yeah, but what if the toilet is in the kitchen? So fucking good.
So funny.
I mean,
Kenyon's like, so funny, but don't do it.
It's
no,
just,
I
it can get annoying if you're like, I got this thing. And you're like, why am I getting this thing? You're like, what is this?
Well, I think you have to not do, like, yeah. I get that too, but I don't think I would try to be, in the past, I've only been happy when someone gets, sure. I'm not like, oh my God, like, I'm never like, why not me?
Oh, I'm not like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, relationships with jealousy don't work.
Yeah, those are just bad relationships.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I've also been in relationships where they're genuinely like, happy for you. Like, there's no sure. competitiveness.
Yeah. Well, and then.
Yeah. Well, good for you then. It's all just rainbows for you, sugar tits.
It is wild, though, because everyone I know is dating a comic. So there is, like, sometimes I'm just like, I guess that is okay to do.
It is almost like we live in, like, a secluded village and you have to, like, find your mate. I'm like, no, a plane crashed. We live on an island. We need to repopulate.
It feels
I have to fuck someone at the gutter.
That someone else hasn't fucked, which is impossible.
Dude. Yeah, dude. Like, it's like this is how Jewish people feel when you have to like screen for Tay-Sachs. I'm like, we're all cousins. We all fucked each other's friends, and everyone knows something. It's really like if he fucked her, but she fucked him, and she's friends with her, but they used to run a show together, can you fuck his friend?
Yeah.
It's like a math problem of like...
And I think at
some
point... Or
you don't do any of that.
Okay, voice of reason.
Hear me out. Or you don't have to do any... I don't know, dude. Sometimes the people that are like...
But you're a guy, and it's really different.
It's so different.
It's so different.
It really is.
It's so different.
Here's where you take our advice, and advice is... It's different.
It is true. Being funny is people like that for men.
Yeah,
we don't. I'm doing a peacock dance up there.
Yeah, it is not a social currency for us, and it also there's like so not so few, but it's not 50-50. So the gender split of like you're also frequently the only girl in a group of guys. Like it makes sense that people hook up all the time in this because it's like
I'm not saying it doesn't
built
make sense.
For it.
I'm just saying that there's some people that are like they're hot for a comic. You know what I mean?
This is not going to make me spiral.
And then you go, you like in the regular world, like
I'm not going to think about this
easy,
for
easy
hours.
Easy 3-4 for a comedian, sure. You know what I mean? In the same way that like they're the hottest person in like a village in Romania.
Oh,
but
God.
It's like you just walk down the street, dude. You're in New York City.
That's so fucking funny.
Date someone from another annoying art. Like a
No, though. Have you ever dated, like, actors? That's
no,
worse.
Okay. Actors are stupid. Like a musician or something.
That's even worse because they are, like, always fucking. I have dated all types of artists. Mm-hmm. And I will say, I don't know what it is about comics. I shouldn't say this because this year I gave a speech to a bunch of people and I was like, and why are you guys dating comics? That's so stupid. There's millions of people in New York. And then immediately a comic was like, hey, what are you doing? And I was like, nothing. What are you doing? I was like, no one will know. But I do think it's harder. Like I used to fuck dudes in the audience like after shows and I
of course
that rocks.
It was fun.
That's what it's about.
Yeah,
dude, I've never done that because I realized
makes up
I was
for
like,
the pay a lot of the times on the road.
Oh, hi Wilbur. Hi buddy.
Like, I have a lot to say. Oh. Guys, you can do better.
Oh my God, he's so cute.
He's like, I actually agree with the girls. Really.
But I was like at a show recently and there's a guy in the front row from like Belgium and he was like so cute and I was like during the set I was like aware of like, oh, do I like look cute right now? And then I realized like how much of my set is not like a fuck me advertisement. I was like,
yeah.
How do I say like I was like, I have a binge eating disorder daddy. Like there's no spin on it. My whole set is like, I think I'm trans, I'm fat. Like it's not like geared to fuck a straight man.
No, but I think that the people who like your comedy have good taste in comedy, and like cause they actually know what good comedy is then. Because if someone went after someone who is like dating is so, which is fine to say, but also
it's like so random.
Do you ever get mad when guys fuck a hot comic that's not good at comedy? And I'm like, so you don't even care.
That's how I feel.
I'm like, I'm a better writer.
Yeah, Yeah, but it's also...
I'm like, does anyone have... Does she have a joke about prophets and schizophrenia? Like, I don't know if she does, but I do.
It's a mental illness. It's a mental illness. I do think I can, like, write my way to dick. I'm like, I'm a...
I think you're going about it wrong.
See that? No, but,
I've never,
but that's what men can do. I've
never thought a joke makes someone hot in my life.
Oh, I've.
I have.
If someone's like brilliant and funny,
I think that the comedy is good. That
no,
it's
attractive.
Me more attracted to them.
Oh, it makes me more attracted to them.
I think it's because we care about how people are doing their art form.
I don't need it. I don't need.
And
that.
Men don't.
Wait,
by and large,
I'm so curious though. So like. What makes them to take notes? What would make someone?
I care about who they are interpersonally, not what they do in like life. Because that it.
You're like a good guy.
People can like really do a lot. People can put on, especially comedy. It's like I know because I'm a doing guy. You can put on quite the show, but not really know who the fuck you are. And sometimes
that's why you see right through me.
A lot of the comedy that I really like is like darker and more fucked up. And to be honest, I don't want to be with somebody like that because I'm already like that. That's just pouring fuel on the fire. Mm. And I don't need like a tortured narcissist type. It's like annoying to be around.
But that's why you see right through me, because if stuff's going well on the outside, you're still like, I see your fucking room. I know you're a fucking basket case. I know you're a lunatic. Like, you are very attuned to like seeing through the bullshit of people's like.
Yeah, that's not. I can't be with somebody who's unwell because I'm not well.
Yeah.
And I try so hard to be well.
Sometimes.
And I'm like, you're going to break me. So if someone's like, that's a hilarious joke, it's like, sure, the joke's great. But like, who the fuck are you?
But it also is so nice to be in love and feel like it's okay. Oh, so this is like not funny at all. But like, it is like nice to feel like the parts of you that are like a mess are like fine instead of feeling
absolutely.
Like you're like drowning.
That's true. And I feel depends like, on how bad the mess is.
That's true.
Because sometimes the mess can be, brother, you need to clean that up. Because like, I think your mess is like, oh my God, my socks are on the floor. Mine's like, my life is on the floor.
But I feel like if
we
don't
clean this
someone...
mess up, someone's going to be cleaning me up in the goddamn casket in 6 months. So we gotta really get this together.
But at least like with a lot of people are like that though, and they have like, I've been with finance bros who are like out of their mind.
Well, really, what is dating a finance bro like?
Because
I don't
ever...
know that I could ever, and I don't say this with judgment,
no,
but I just
no.
I'm like,
they're
yes,
I don't
I respect
know,
that.
I don't know how you could do that.
I well, let me explain. Have you ever been hungry and you wanted steak and you wanted duck, and someone was like, you want both? That's how, like, I dated one finance bro, and I did like that he was like, I grew up poor, so I was like, oh, so you've been in a place where you, like, know how to, like, struggle, and so I was like, he must be cool because he grew up poor and he's had all these experiences. It gets to you, the finance gets to you, and you just become kind of an asshole, but it was nice, like, for the first month, I would say, because you're like, oh, these are, like, we're eating fancy things, and
see, this
we
is,
were,
this
like,
is what I pretend that I can do.
So what's the
financially? Oh, I'll take you to all the fancy things. And then
you're just in like $3,000 of credit card debt after like a month.
You're texting me. We need to cash out the Patreon right now.
we do. That's irrelevant. That has nothing to do with what I just said.
I would try it though. Just one finance guy. Only if he like is also like, wow, this is, I don't know if this is for me and I want to like change my life. Now I'm like really thinking about what my role is when I'm with these.
Like, if you're a finance bro
minute.
In crisis,
hit me
the
up.
Camera turn off. Wait.
As.
Oh shit! The camera died.
When?
I charged it right before this.
When did it?
I don't know how much we lost.
At least we have the audio.
The audio.
Yeah, it's fine.
Okay, shit. Worst case scenario, this will be an audio only episode. Yeah. Sorry about that. Well, we definitely got the beginning. We'll get clips and shit.
Okay.
Oh, sorry. I charged it right before this. I don't know why it died. Anyway, were we? Oh,
you're
a finance
bro
that like wants to change his life.
And I feel like I'm attracted to that because I want to like help. Oh my God, I want to help. This is so bad. I'm like, I want to help someone change their lives.
Yeah. Do you feel like through saving somebody else, you can save yourself?
No, because I think now I'm getting to a point where, like, now I feel like this is going to make me go home and be like, what the fuck?
No, because I think I'm very much on a similar wavelength.
Because, like, I do feel like I've put in so much work to, like, make myself the person I've always wanted to be, which is just like chiller and like more like I don't know, like I can think about a lot of things and like change accordingly. I feel like I don't want to look at you because you're laughing. But
no,
that's
really cool stuff.
Yeah, but I don't think I could be with someone who's like, you're right. I don't think I could be with someone who's like not putting in the work though.
Oh, absolutely.
Like everyone has their issues, but I could never be with someone who's like, you're gonna fix me, or they're like, I was last at an open mic and now I'm sad. Like that would, oh, I would be like,
yeah,
right.
Guys who
together.
Like throw a hissy fit
dick,
over like,
my dick
I can't
curl
do
back
that
into my body if somebody said, yeah.
You guys, yeah.
Yeah.
Dude, but do you ever feel like I remember like in high school seeing those things that were like the manic pixie dream girl stereotype or like stereotype, archetype, whatever,
yeah,
is like so fucked up. Which this quirky girl is going to come in and fix your problems. And I was like, I would love to be that. I would love to come in with my little pink hair and be like, no, you're great, dude. And there's a whole wide world.
Oh,
let's
God.
Go camping.
And I've done this before. And I like want to go back in time and be like, he's still going to be a rapper. Don't do that.
Well, finance
you
wrote a rapper.
Girl and you realize it's a fucking nightmare. A lot of these people, not you because you're a sweetheart, and I think a lot of comics, but
thank you.
Some of these. Some people, the manic pixie dream girl, like at a dive bar in the Midwest, will kill you. we'll destroy you.
Yeah, I just don't like that. That like, I just can't be that anymore. Yeah. I used to though. I used to try. I used to be like, babe, your dreams are like so valid. And like now that like I would just be like, hey, like what are you doing to get this to happen? Like, what are your action steps? And it might not be as fun, but it's like more real than me being like, you're the best. Like, I don't have that in me anymore. And
no,
I have to take care of myself. Because
you're not stupid. That's a stupid thing.
Yeah, that's true.
And you don't want to be with someone who's actively stupid.
Yeah.
Do you want to have kids someday? Is that too personal?
No, it's not. I don't. This might be too personal, but whatever. I had like surgery like when I was younger, and they were like, you might not be able to have kids.
Oh shit.
So then I was with someone at the time, like in a really serious relationship, but I kind of made peace with like not being able to. Then I was just like, whatever, I guess I can't have kids. Recently my guy knows, like, I think you definitely can. She was like, I think you're pretty good now. And
whoa.
I was like, and it did kind of like make me be like, do I want this? Because I'm like in my 30s, and I've been, especially this year, like really focusing on like certain things that really matter. So I've been like, is this something really important to me? Because if it is, the way I date has to change immediately and completely. But I just don't, I think I've like fully am into absolutely no kids. I have dated, or I went on a date with someone who had a kid and he was like freshly divorced, which is the only reason I was like, this isn't gonna work, just because you're getting out of something so fresh and I'm happy and I don't like need this, but I just don't want kids at all, ever.
Dude, that's sick.
I don't know about you. I don't know if you guys want.
I'm so
I see some people are like, climate change is horrible to bring a kid in this world, but I grew up in a broken home, so I think it's fair that they grew up in a broken planet. So I want kid that struggle and misery make a fun person at the refugee camp. So I want kid. Fuck it. Don't you want a fucking prize for all your fucking?
I know, but it's
don't you want a little
see
thing?
I feel like dudes are so this has like been hard for me. A lot of guys want kids because I think it's easier for you guys.
Oh, it is.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
I don't know. I feel like it's just it'd be cool to like have that sort of. I feel like that's like part of the human experience. You like love somebody. You're like love made another person. You get to raise. You get to that'd be kind of.
Yeah, I'm like really on the fence about it because I get all the like I've been in love and been like, oh my God, I get it. Same. Like, I want to have your kids. But then I think about like abstractly the day to day of raising kids. And I'm like, I don't know, man. I kind of like being able to go on a whim and do whatever. And I also am like, well, I could still have a family. I could still have like a partner and pets and like a life. And like my friends are going to have kids. And I'm sure I'll be part of like raising those. Like,
I think my life would make more sense if I had kids. Because I think I already have, like, resting single dad. I already have, like, well, that she fucking took off. And I got, someone's got to feed this fucker.
Yeah,
like,
it's not even resting. It's very active.
I actually do think you would be a great single dad.
Yeah. I'm just like, well, man, it's what it is. He's like, Dad, I had a bad day at school. I'm like, well, there's got a lot of bad days ahead. So you learned something today. And that it's that life sucks. So do your homework. Go to bed.
And I'll be your kid.
Where's
like,
mommy? That's the question on everybody's mind, buddy.
Daddy, where did I come from?
You just start crying. Yeah,
yeah. Never go to happy hour, brother. Never go to happy hour.
I don't,
the
I think
chick
what
with
you're
blonde
saying
hair is- says she's up for it. Don't you fucking believe her.
Would you have kids all if it was a person who like has, because I would have kids if it was, which is never going to happen, an NBA player was like,
oh, sure.
I love you.
Hey, don't say that.
Oh, my God. Thank you.
No, I'm saying money is the biggest thing. If I get to like, if I get to my late 30s and I'm not like really, really comfortable, because I know I want to live in New York, then I'd be like, well, then I'm not going to do it because I'm not going to struggle with a kid.
Yeah.
But if the fucking Patreon, the camera's off. Like, yeah, it would just, yeah, money is a huge part of it, especially here, I think. But I don't know if, well, you know what? What else is, the idea of like being in love with someone and getting pregnant and having a kid seems so rewarding. But the idea of adopting doesn't, I'm not like against it, but it doesn't like appeal to me. And that makes me go, oh, so I'm not in it for the right reasons. I just have the biological drive to want to have kids.
I think that's fair though. That's like, I think it's a natural.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because you could be like, look, if that's not the way I want it, that's totally fine.
Like, I don't want a counterfeit kid. I want the real deal. I want the fucking brand Gucci.
No, I adopted a kid on Canal Street from out of a van.
Yeah, yeah. Got the last name peeling off. Yeah, I think that's horrible. Oh, I love you just the same.
They find this episode years from now. They're like, oh my God.
Tough truths are hard to hear.
No, I mean, I don't know. In some ways, I would love to be a mom, but it's so abstract right now. And if I did, it wouldn't be for another 10 years.
Like, I could see myself being a mom. You have bunnies that you watch on cameras. Like, you already are a mom.
Also, I feel like I'm
mom
like,
energy to be worried about.
I do have major mom energy.
So do I. Yeah. I like take care of so many fucking people.
You brought
like,
cookies.
Oh, I did.
You
oh, yeah.
Cookies. Huge mom move.
But I did, like, I do feel like with a lot of comics, too, especially dude comics, will just come over and they're like, I'm sad. And I'm like, what do you need? Like, and I just.
You reminded me that we had cookies.
Yeah.
But like, I will just take care of people. And I like doing that. I'm not doing it because I'm like, oh my God, we're going to get closer. Like, I'm just like, oh, they're sad. Like, let me just.
Yeah,
I'll make a sandwich. And then I'm like, all right, buddy, let's talk about our feelings. That's fine.
Hey, if things fall apart, let me in you.
Oh, wait. Absolutely. Yeah, yeah. I don't know what it is. I love that shit because I'm just like, I've had these experiences too, or I learned something from someone. This sounds so sad. I'm like, people are breaking down my apartment all the time.
No, but it is really nice too to also like, I don't know, when you're like, well, I have the bandwidth to do this right now, and I'm sure someone will do it for me when I don't.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
That's great.
But I don't think a child gives you that, because I think you have to be so selfless. And so I'm in my early 30s, a lot of my friends are in their late 30s and they're freezing their eggs and they've been like pretty like vocal about it, but even some of them are like, not sure if I want kids, but like if I do, then I gotta like I gotta get these out right now.
Positive, like open-minded a lot of ways, but then I have, you ever find like dumb toxicity where in my head I'm like, well, my kid ain't coming from no fucking frozen science center. Absolutely goddamn not. What's he gonna do? He's gonna come out weird.
I mean, maybe
he's gonna be in the chest or something. I'm not gonna like him. He's gonna have a forehead. Yeah,
so fucking funny.
If anything's even remotely off, it'll be like, it's the frozen egg. Fucking frozen egg, you know.
Can you, like, eggs from the supermarket, could you freeze those, unthaw them, and still eat them? Would they taste the same? Maybe that's a good
litmus
test.
I thought you were
going
to say, can they turn into a chicken? No joke, I was going to be like, dude, I have thought about that, and I'm not sure.
Dude, did you have the thing when Britney Spears got pregnant? It was like people were going on the playground being like, dude, she got pregnant with a rotisserie chicken in a plastic bag.
I heard turkey baster was the thing. Maybe, yeah, I don't know.
Wait, how about a rotisserie chicken get someone pregnant?
Ask a fucking first grader, dude. I have no fucking idea. No, it didn't make any sense. So, that's my little contribution. Yoshi's back.
Yosh.
Should we Oh, sure. We're 15 minutes. Should we head over to the Patreon?
That sounds good to me.
Do you want to stay for a Patreon?
I can leave. Whatever works for you guys.
No, no. If no, you want to stay, we'd love to have you. Yeah, yeah. But I just don't want to take up too much of your time.
No, I have nothing to do today.
Great. Hell yeah. Oh, this rocks.
Great interview.
Well, keep hanging out. Patreon.com/phoneisinthebag. I'm on Instagram at Maddie T. Wiener. I got some road dates coming up. I'm going to be in Connecticut on the 24th. Links in my bio. Yeah, check it out.
Yep. Kenyon Comedy on Instagram. Check it out. Got some dates. Minneapolis coming up. Yeah, just like keep support the fucking podcast because we support you.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Anything you want to plug? Where can people find you?
Just on my Instagram, Amama Sardar. And yeah.
Hell yeah. We'll see you in the Patreon.